We are in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Beis. I'd like to explain something here which is very deep but very real. So the Nefesh HaChaim said here, talking about Chidushei Torah and how that becomes, you become a chelik of the Bria with Chidushei Torah. This first paragraph, Kol Shekein Chidushin Amitim D'Oraisa, Emes HaChidush and Torah, De Mischachin Ayidei Odom, Ein Aroich L'Godol N'Orois Niflois Inyonam Apula L'Mala. We have no idea of how, when one speaks Divrei Torah, which are Chidushim, how, what that does in the Shemayim. We talk, I have no idea. He's right. Ein Aroich. Shekol Mila V'Mila, because every single word. Now, what's important to be medayik here is not every single thought, but every single word, hamispratis, hamischadeshes b'fi ha'adam, that comes out as a chiddush from the mouth of a person. So again, we're talking about words. I mentioned this last time, but I didn't, Meyer, kind of want to be, every word that comes out of the mouth, there's an emphasis here on speaking. Kuchabrihu, what happens to that word of Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nashik La Uma'atir La. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the word and he kisses it. Benivna, and he crowns it. Benivna Mimeno Oilam Chadash Bifnei Atzma, and creates a whole new world. Behein Hein, and this is what it says at the end of Yeshayahu, Shemayim Chadoshim Va'oretz HaChadosha. So we spoke about the union of Olamos and what does it mean to create Olamos. That's what I spoke about on Sunday. Don't want to go over it again. And just a few lines further in the Zohar, Kamashkazu Bakdamas HaZohar, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Shimon Pasach, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Va'asim Dvarai B'ficha, Hashem said, Yeshayahu, through Yeshayahu, I am putting my words in your mouth. Kamadi Yisla Barnash Lishtadla B'Rais Imam of Laila, that when a person is mishtadal in Torah day and night, begin to kuch abrichu, tzayis the kalan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time listens to our voice, to inon de misaski baraisa, of those that are learning Torah, ubechol mila de ischadish baraisa, and if you say a good chiddush in Torah, a yada, this is the lashon of Zayar, dahu mishtadal baraisa, because of the person behind that word, who's being mishtadal in Torah, avid rakia chadi makes a new rakia. Tznan, we learned, said Rav Shem Bar Yochai, Bahu Shaita Demila Dairaisa Ischadish Mipuma de Barnash, that at the very moment that a person is Mischadish, a word of Torah, and says it, he mila, the hahi mila salka, that word goes up, Vishadas Kame de Kuchabrichu, and it stands in front of Hashem. Kuchabrichu Natilahu Mila, Kuchabrichu takes that word, in Nashakla. And he kisses the word, va'atar la, and he crowns it b'shivan itrin galifin u'machalkukin, with 70 crowns. And eternally, machalkukin means he eternally engraves it into the Torah. So it's all very beautiful, but I'm just trying to get a little bit of a hasaga of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes each word. A makes a whole rakia out of it, a whole Olam Chadosh, and that we spoke about last time. But what could it possibly mean that the word stands there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses it and gives it a crown? What is the union of a neshika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This might not be something that we think you think about very often, nor do I, but it's good to think about. What is this neshika from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, yeah. So the first thing that I want to understand, just one second, sorry. The first thing that I want to understand is creating a new world. So that we spoke about, I just want to review, that what happens is, excuse me, that the whole world is created by Dibur. Asar Mamaris Nivra Olam. Vayomer, 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 Vayomer. So Dibur is where the, so to speak, the hidden part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nelam, comes out, articulates itself in a word, in a world. And the same thing is when we speak. By the way, Bein L'Toiv, Bein L'Ra. So when we speak, we're taking something from deep inside, hopefully, and we're bringing it out. And this is the Abriyas Ha'olam. That's the pshat of Bria, meaning from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils and we became people, speaking people, from that moment on, we became shutvim in the Briyas Ha'olam, and the way we create is not so much with our hands, interestingly, because what we create with our hands is here today, gone tomorrow. But when we become a shutuf in the Maisa Breishis, it means with Dibur. It's interesting, we were talking in the morning halachas, for those of you that are there, listen. We're talking about the power of speech in terms of good, bad things, like you're not allowed to give a klala, use nivel peh, to swear, to use foul language, even to use Lashon Maguna, Tameh, instead of an Emunah Ta'ira. So those things have a koach. They have a koach. And Kal v'chomer, when we give bracha, we have a koach. I was going to say that it comes from, I'll show you inside, but it comes from Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Hashem gave us the koach dibur. He means he gave us the koach to create with our dibur. But it also was mitzamsem until Avram Avinu, where Hashem said to Avram Avinu, "Umvarechecha baruch ba'arecha or," that those who you bless will be blessed; those who you curse will be cursed. Ayei bracha. Ayei bracha means, like we learned in the Nefesh Chaim, Char Aleph. Charbeis, the bracha is an outflowing, an outpouring of the inside to the outside. Avram Avinu, you're mamish, my partner, in the Maisa Breishis, and that's true of all the Jewish people. So you got to watch what you say. I just want to read to you the Gemara says, this in my 2 minutes in the morning, I didn't have time to elaborate. The Gemara is in Beit Katan, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Let's tell you a story from the Gemara. Mar says, Pinchas, not the Pinchas of Bamidbar, but Pinchas, a guy by the name of Pinchas, Rabbi Pinchas, Pinchas Achua de Mar Shmuel. Who is Pinchas? To my knowledge, he's not brought in Shas, but he was the brother of Shmuel, like Rav and Shmuel. So the brother of Shmuel is Pinchas. And Isra Bamilsa, Rashi says, he was sitting Shiva. And here you see, by the way, how careful Chazal are. Isra b'milsa, epis agishen. Ayel Shmuel, and Shmuel came, his brother, l'mishal taiba minei to b'menachem ovel. Rashi says, o l'gad bei l'daber alipoy. He came to the ovel to speak, not to his heart, comfort him. You know, tied into this, I'm sure, is, we have to figure it out, I'm sure the halacha, that when you go into a Beis HaAvel, to be Menachem Avel, you always got to let the Avel speak first. You're not supposed to speak before the Avel. Even if you say, I've seen tzaddikim go into a Beis HaAvel, and they'll sit there for 5-10 minutes, they won't say a word until the Avel says something. Something going on there. Like, what's the problem? There's something going on there. So the Gemara says, Chaznu Shmuel, the famous Tana, Rav and Shmuel, Shmuel saw his brother, Letufrei, the Havinafishan. He saw that his nails were very long. Because an oval doesn't cut their nails. Amrlei, so Shmuel says to him, to his brother, Pinchas, Amai loy shakalta luhu, why didn't you cut your nails? Did anybody ever say that when they got to be menachma. Amai loy shekalta lahu. Amar lay, so Pinchas said to Shmuel, ilu b'didei haver, if you would be sitting shiva, mihaver mezalzel b'kulai, would I have the nerve to say such a thing? Would anybody have the nerve to say such a thing? Habai, and this was, says the Gemara, kishkaga shiyoitza mi'lifnei hashalit. Pinchas, brother Pinchas, said a word, and it was like a word that the Karnish Gemeint. It was a conversation, two brothers. Kishkaga shiyoitza mi'lifnei hashalit. Be'isrei be'milsa b'shmuel. And the next thing you know, Shmuel himself was sitting shiva. He became an awful. Rashi says, by the way, Kishkaga shiyoitza mipi hashalit. It's a case like Shigazer hashalit. This is very important for our learning. Shigazer hashalit gzeira al adam shaloi bekavana lahargai. So let's say a king, says accidentally that this guy is chayav misa. Or he needs to be arrested. Even if it's not true, the king can't take it back necessarily. You see this by Ahasuerus and by Esther. Once I say something, I can't take it back. That's the din of a malchus. And it's interesting the comparison the Gemara makes between Shmuel saying a sarcastic word or whatever it was to his brother retorting with a very, very hidden curse. The Yisrei be Milsa b'Shmuel, and all of a sudden Shmuel sitting shiva, says the Gemara. Ayo Pinchas, so Pinchas Achua, the brother came l'mishal taima minei to go be Menachem Avol, his brother Shmuel. Story continues. Shakolina lo tufre. So he took his nails. And chavtinu la'ape, and he threw it in his face. I'm not clear who threw what to who, but I think Shmuel got upset with his brother. Amrle, and he said to him, Leislach, don't you know, bris krusa l'svasayim, that there's a special bris. A bris, what's a bris? Rabbi said, what's a bris? Bris crucilus vasayim. A bris is a...
It's a contract. A covenant agreement.
Yeah. So there's some kind of an agreement between Hashem and Adam that what you speak, I have to listen. I listen to what you talk. Bris krusa l'svasayim. How do I know that? Don't you know that? He says to his brother Pinchas, don't you know anything? D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe of both of them, and this is the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he wasn't. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shebris krusa l'svasayim. How do we know that bris krusa l'svasayim, that what a person speaks is going to be mekuyim? Shenemar vayoymer Avraham el Na'arav, because we see that Avram said to his tendi, what are they called? Those that were tending to him, el Na'arav, which was, by the way, Eliezer and Yishmael. He said to them, by the Akedah, Shvu lochem poi ima chamor, you stay here with the chamor, v'ani v'anar nelcha ad koi, I'm going to go with Yitzhak ad koi, until the Makam Kodesh, koi. We're going to do a hashtachavot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was, of course, the Makom in the Beis HaMikdash. And then we'll come back. Now, why are they coming back? He's going to kill Yitzchak. It's going to be Makrim as a korban. Who's coming back? But since he said these words, V'nashuva Aleichem, he created a reality that he and Yitzchak are coming back. So it was a gedder of possibly Niva ve'enu yadeya man Niva. But the point was, not that he saw the future, or predicted the future. or even accidentally called the future, but the words of Avraham Avinu, Va'avarechecha Baruch Hu, Akalelcha Or, who you curse will be accursed. Avraham Avinu, the power of his speech is not that he was able to see the future, he made the future, created it. Vistaya Milsa, says the Gemara, and you see what happened, Hadaru Tarvayu, and they both came back. So let's take heart about that we have to be so careful about what we say, but it still doesn't explain why. Now, Tosfos here in Moedkan Yud Ches asked the Kasha, what are you quoting, Rabbi Yochanan? Bris Krusim L'Sfasayim. We have an old klal, older than Rabbi Yochanan, before Rabbi Yochanan was born, we have a klal of Al Tiftach Pel L'Satan. So Tosfos is understanding in his Kasha that it's the same thing. In other words, Al Tiftach Pel L'Satan, that if we say, see how careful tzaddikim are in this, how careful we have to be, you know, you don't say to somebody, well, you know, maybe you have cancer, you should check that out. You know, maybe you're suffering with corona, you're going to die. L'medabrim kach. Because bris krusa l'sfasayim, you don't say the word. When you create a word, this is a Jewish thing. I don't believe anybody else has this kind of an idea. You're taking something and you're bringing it into the world. You know, Reb Nachman said, you know, Reb Nachman Breslover said he was like against going to doctors a little bit. So he said, I saw this in one of the igros. He says, you know, the worst part about going to a doctor, he's talking about betochen, you know, so we don't hold like that. I'm not a breast owner. I don't know that. But he said the worst part about going to the doctor is the diagnosis. Because the doctor says, like, you know, oh, you know, maybe you have this. Maybe you have cancer. Maybe you're, you know, it's always a sakana. Sakneshtarois. It's a very difficult thing, but that's what we learned. The name of this, so Tosfos asks, and if you look here, maybe it's not for now, but the Marsha has a long arichas to try to answer Tosfos' kasha. What's the difference between the concept of bris krusa l'sfasayim and the concept of al tiftach pel l'satan? Seems like the same thing, Tosfos says. And the Marsha says, no, it's not the same thing. He answers Tosfos' kasha. Makes a difference between Mida Toiva, Mida Merupa, Mida Ra, rather. Okay, I don't want to get into it. What I do want to understand is, what does it mean, Bris Krusilus Fasayin, there's a special Bris with the lips. I mean, we know about Bris Mila, we know about Bris Sinai, we know about Bris Bein Apsarim, Bris Moyav. What is the bris krusilus fasayim, which Rabbi Yochanan Arish was the first one to be machadish? Bris krusilus fasayim. Don't you know, leislecha, don't you know that you're not supposed to talk that way? That a word, or to put it in my language, that somehow or another a word, not everything you think you have to say. Because a word can become a reality.
The behavior?
Yeah.
Well, that's a question I'm going to have to say just now. But speaking,
I don't hear you. I'm sorry.
I just feel that. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Cool. Hear me now?
Better.
No, so my question is that, is it only speaking? If I ask me on my mind, I think of something in my mind, sometimes I feel that just by thinking of something, it could bring about something. That means, like, you know, it's like, say, I'm an aura person, somebody give them an aura. So is it actually, so I think even if I'm like, think something or see something, the speech has this important speech or the idea that something goes in the machshava.
So, read this week's parsha. The Bilam was full of ayin hara, but nothing would have been chal until he said it, dibur. And what's clear is that the big ness of Bilam was apparently Yudea Das Elyon, he could have spoken about the Jewish people, and that would have been tragic. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahapachet Tebracha. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenesecha Yisrael. So, you have here a clear raya from Bilam, the whole story of Bilam, that's totally in Dibur. And he was Keneged Avram Avinu because his Dibur was driven by Ayin Hara. But the Ayin Hara Mitzad Atzmai apparently doesn't come out so bad unless it's actually a Klala. So you see there's two dinim in Yaakov, you see there's two dinim in Bilam. There's a din of Ayin Hara from the Machshava, and it came out to Dibur, and what he was trying to do is create a new reality for the Jewish people, which would have been annihilation. I want to show you something. I have it on my screen. May I share my screen with you? Can you see that? Here, this is what you're looking at for the Sefer Achinuch Reish Lamed Aleph. And the Sefer Achinuch is talking about the mitzvah of Reish Lamed Aleph is shloi lekalel echon min Yisrael ben ish ben isha. You're not allowed to curse somebody. So he says here at the end of the first paragraph, what's the problem with cursing people? Like, why? Like, who cares? Loisakal cheresh, he explains, just agav while we're here. Loisakal cheresh doesn't mean that you shouldn't curse somebody who's deaf. It means you shouldn't curse somebody even if they're not listening, even if they can't hear you. That's what loisakal cheresh means. You know, so if you're sitting in your house and you're upset and you say, damn this guy, like he's, you know, that's cursing somebody who doesn't hear you. Big avera, big lav to curse somebody. But more than a lot, I mean, not more than a lot, besides sort of love, it's actually effective. It actually works. Now that we know this, Hashem held us back, told us not to be mazik people with our mouths, just like you're not allowed to take a hammer and break somebody's windshield, you're not allowed to talk. Talk is also mazik. And it's a tremendous chiddush that loisakalo cheresh has a din of nezikin. It's interesting, in halach it's called the lav shein boi maisa, but it's a din of nezikin. Okein inyan zeh amar zichreinim levracha, and this is the gemara I just quoted you, bris krusa l'sfasayim, the story of Pinchas and Shmuel. There's a koyach in the pen. Ve'efshir lana loymar. Give me your full attention here. Ve'efshir lana loymar lofia anius datenu. This is his own svar. Ki behei yois hanefesh hamdaber sheba'adam chelak el yoini. Since the fact is that the nefesh hamdaber is a person who can speak as opposed to a cow. A person who could speak is the part of us that could speak is chelak el yoni. It's our neshama. K'may shamru, k'may shekasuv, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils in neshama. The tear game, and the Targum Unkla says, famously, l'ruach memalala gives us the ability to speak. It's the neshama. Nasan ba Hashem gave in that koach hadibur koach rav lifol afilu bamesh shehuchutz mimeno. We can walk around and do things, create things, make things happen, even if it's outside of ourselves. Like that, you could do something bad to yourself psychologically is one thing, but that you can do something bad to somebody else—that's a valkenya danu. And therefore, we know v'nira tamid, and we see this all the time. Kilofi chashivus nefesh ha'adam udveikusa bel yoinim, that the more a tzaddik a person is, and the more he's attached to the Hashem, kinefesh ha'tzaddikim v'chassidim, as is the case with tzaddikim and chassidim, yimaru divrehem lifol, what they say will happen quickly. Lifol b'chol ma'ashi yadabru, I love. Don't underestimate the words of a tzaddik. Zadavar yadua umafursim ben yoide das umevine mada. Those that know this, those that know this. Ve'efshaloi ma'oid. And it's also possible to say, ki ha'inyin lahashbis riv ben b'nei adam liyos b'neim shalom. You could also say the pshat and not to curse is that to try to make peace between people. That's the Rambam's, what we would expect from the Rambam, rationalist approach. But the Chinuch says that the approach here, the pshat here, is loisakalo cheresh, that when you curse, you're hurting somebody. Now, if you're a big tzaddik and you're cursing, so you're doing even more. But anybody has this power. This is the power. Anybody that could speak has this power, because once you have the neshama, ve'yipach ba'avam nishmas chaim, you have a koach ha'peh. You have a koach ha'peh. Good. Everybody with me so far? That's dibur. What's neshika? I got just even before we get to the neshika part. I was going to say in the Chumash, Miriam was talking about Moshe in Parshas Baaloscha, and Hashem gave her Musar, and He said, "Loi kein avdi Moshe." What are you talking about, Moshe? He's a fantastic navi. Loi kein avdi Moshe, b'chol beis hinemon hu, pe el pe adaber boy. Famous pasuk, I speak to him mouth to mouth. So what's the pal pet? Who speaks to somebody mouth to mouth? I tell you, Oznecho Shema, you speak to somebody in their ear. Pe Eloizen Adaber Boy. What's the Indian of speaking to somebody to their mouth? Pe El Pe, artificial resuscitation.
I always thought it meant a conversation. Like Pe El Pe means it's a back and forth. It's a little nutstadi.
But that's not what it means. I'm speaking my pe, speaking to his pe. Pe El Pe.
Right,
okay. It's not peh im peh. I'm speaking to him, he's speaking to me. Peh el peh, adaber boy.
It doesn't say nidaber also. Okay.
It's interesting, like Rashi says, what was the whole time of Miriam, that he was parish mina isha? So Rashi says, peh el peh, amarti loy li parish mina isha. I told him to do that, peh el peh, adaber boy. Amarti loy lifresh min aisha, which is a pella because the Gemara says mafurish that there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was machadish by himself, and one of them was to be parish min aisha. The Sifsei Chacham asked the question. So Tosfos asked the question. Yevamos shloisha dvarim asa Moshe midaitai behiskim Hakadosh Baruch Hu imoy ve'achad mehem shapirish min aisha mashen shloit zivalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But okay, so you know, like, When we were Makabal Atar to Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu told everyone to be Parish Mina Isha. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu continued to be Makabal Atar. He was Makabal Atar the whole time, so he's Parish Mina Isha. So maybe we could be Matar Tosfos' question by saying that he didn't have an explicit din to be Parish Mina Isha, but he felt that Kol Zman, that he was being Makabal Atar, even in the Oil Moyed, so I have to be parish mina isha. But this all goes into the words peh el peh adaber boy. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says Diktek loimer el peh v'loy lo'oizen. Says peh el peh, not peh lo'oizen, which would have been more natural. Hamaskil advar novi. Shomer Lev Shomea. That's what it usually says when a Navi has a Nevuah. It says that he has a Lev Shomea. But Zu, this Pel Peh, he had Drogas Nevuah She'en L'malo B'mena. It's the highest level of Nevuah. She'ikshar Hashem Nefesh Navi B'makar Hanmanabe. B'yishal Shal Nevuah Pel Peh B'zeh Keng Tavin Oimrei Adaber Boy L'yomer Itoi Elimo o imo elaboy. So it means pal pe means, says the Ur HaChaim, that it's not that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And Moshe then spoke it out. Because once I hear something and then I'm saying it, that level of Nevuah, like all the Nevuim, there's room for, not there is room, there is interference. You know, even if you're speaking to somebody, Pel Oizen, we hear what we hear. Not only subjectively, but we hear what we hear. I know, you know, there's all kinds of sounds, there's waves. I'm not necessarily hearing your voice the same way you're hearing, you know, like everybody says, they can't stand to hear themselves on a recording. But you know what? That's the way they sound. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear through his ear. There was an implant there called the neshama, and he didn't hear through his ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became one with him. Peh, Hashem's peh, became Moshe Rabbeinu's peh. Peh el peh adaber boy. Not imoy, not itoy, boy. Hashem's voice came through him. There was no interference at all. He was an instrument of Hashem in terms of speaking. So that's what the Archaim says. We can darshan in Rashi also, but I just want to have a couple minutes. I just want to try to explain something. What we have here so far, let's not lose track. What we have here so far is the unbelievable koach of Dibur. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was saying Torah, Hel Peh Adaber Boy, in other words, why didn't Hashem just say it? Which was what he was supposed to do. Like we would all get this Nevuah. But what happened was that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, why did it have to go through the Peh Shel Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he was creating a whole new reality in the world by speaking it. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar. How did the Rebbe teach it? Azoy tzuzagim. This is what you have to say. Lemar. The lemar is if it doesn't say lemar, bal toimar, don't say it. Sometimes Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't say lemar. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to say it. We don't know what Hashem said to Moshe. Maybe he said to him a lot of things. But when he said lemar, he has to say it, and he has to say it exactly like this. Let me just show you something fascinating, and maybe we'll continue with this. Shir HaShirim, Pasuk Aleph, is what? Go ahead, Yoni.
Shir HaShirim, Asher Lishlomo.
Very good. Pasuk Beis. Yishakeni min shikos pihu ki toivim dardecha meyoyin. Right? Yishakeni, remember we started with the Nefesh HaChaim, says that when a person says a dibur of divrei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is menashek this word. Kam Shlomo HaMelech, he says, Yishakeni min shikos pihu. Neshikos is two neshikos, like pihu. What does pihu mean, by the way? Who knows Hebrew?
Mouth.
Who? Don't say mouth.
It's ooh. Mouth.
It's so what does pihu mean? Maza piv, maza pihu. What's piha? Her mouth. Give me some feedback here. So Piv is his mouth, Pia is her mouth, and Pihu. So Rashi says, Yishakeni, listen to this, Yishakeni min shikos Pihu, Zot Rashi, Kamoisha noishek hachosan lahakala. Pe el pe. This is all too romantic for any of you. I excuse you early. Kemosh noishek hachosan lahakalo. Pe el pe. I'll just tell you something quick that my son Sender, Rabbi Sender, Rav in Norfolk, Virginia. So So Baruch Hashem, he's B'li'ayin Hara, he's a walking Kiddush Hashem. And somebody had a kesher with, I think, a mailman, or I don't know what it was. He was getting married, and he asked Rabbi Sender if he can marry them. Two goyim. So, okay. So he said to me, he calls me, he says, okay, now what? How do I mean, he's licensed to marry somebody, marry two people, but how do you marry two goyim? You don't say Hare Ama Kodeshesli, you don't say a bracha, what do you do? So I told him, there's a nusach, you know. I've done it a number of times. There's a nusach from the government. You're allowed to change a little bit, but basically that's the nusach you use, and you exchange vows. So we talked about the ksois and the nesivos, whether there's an isser of neder by a guy. You know, the Catholic Church held for so many years that you can't exchange vows. Once you exchange vows, then you can't get a get. You're not allowed to get it. There's no instrument to be matur neder. Only Jews can be matur neder, etc. A whole new thing to do. So anyway, so you're reading the nusach, you download it online, and do you promise to, you know, to until death do you part, do us part? Can't be meichel this neder. Anyways, at the end of the whole ceremony, he says, the nusach says, you may now kiss the bride. So Sender tells me, I'm not going to say that. That's not going to happen. So I told him, Sender, that's the best part. So you may now kiss the bride. Mashma, that before that, you may not kiss the bride. That's the only relic of decency that's left. That all of a sudden, under this wedding canopy, you may now kiss the bride. So I said, it's a beautiful thing. And also, not that we do this under our chuppas, but the neshika, kineshikas chasan v'kala. I presume Rashi's taking us all the way to the yichud room. But it's kineshikas chasan v'kala, that's yishakeni minshika spiu. Now listen to this. That's my story for the day. Anyways, they got married. Mazel tov. Kan kusav, now listen to this, says the Gra. Kol makayim shekasav bivav hu lashon zachar. We know that when a word ends with a vav, ito, imo, right? Mashlomo, it's always talking about a zachar. When a word ends with a hey, it's always talking about nekeva, mashloma. Ma'ita. So, avav, this, by the way, is already from the Sefer HaYetzirah. That's where that comes from. Sefer HaYetzirah talks about all the oisius of the aliphates and tells us that avav is zachar and a hay is nekev. Kabbalistically, even in the Tzuris HaDvar. So says the Goyin, Kol makim shekasu bivav hu lashon zachar, ha-hay hu lashon nekev, ki-yadua. Mekangsiv pi-hu. How the guy learn know how to learn Rashi? Kansi pihu zachar unekeva biyachad. Mizel kabanas Rashi kechasan al kala pe el pe. Ki toivim dadecha miyayin. See the pirush of the Gra, yesh makayim shenoishkin al gav hayad. Sometimes you kiss somebody's hand. Well, akasef. Afani said Shlomo Melech misko kekes liyos noig imi keminag arishen kechasen al kal ope. So, there's a lot to say about this, and there's a lot we don't understand. But let me just say this quickly: that Moshe Rabbeinu, his nevuah was peh el peh. So peh el peh is kineshikas chosen v'kala, which, what kabbalistically speaking, the you may now kiss the bride. which, by the way, in the Nunus Chais of Justice of the Peace, changed to "You may now kiss each other," because Black Lives Matter. But okay, we don't have to be mefalpel in that because we're talking about very holy things here. That there's a chibur between a chassan and kala b'nefesh, nafshi k'shura b'nafshay. There is a chelik of kesher between a chassan and kala, which is ruach piv usif asav. Remember the lashon of the Gemara in Ma'id Katan, bris krusa le svasayim. Somebody smart on the air here will tell me, what does the tongue contribute to the talk? What does the voice box continue? What does the lips continue, contribute? But bris krusa le svasayim, I presume the articulation. A neshika, the chassan and kala, is different than the intimacy between a chassan and kala, because that's the chelak ha-maisa. So what we're doing here, chassan and kala, is you're creating a new neshama, both benefesh under the chuppah, areya mekudeshesli kedas moshe v'yisrael, and beneshika, which is that's the nefesh, and then neshika, which is the ruach, and then lamaisa, which is nefesh, ruach, nesham, nefesh, ruach, nesham. The neshika is kesher and nesham. I'm saying this here, I'm not going to say it under any chuppah anytime soon. but that's what neshika is. So when Shlomo HaMelech said, Yishakenu, Yishakeni, in Shikais, Pihu, so the Goyim's Medayik, Pihu is Gam Zachar, Begam Nekeva. So there was a complete sharing in order to create bepeh a davar chadash legamri, which is Torah. Whether it's a new neshama or whether it's Torah, that's the neshikas chasan v'kala, and that's the dimyan to that's let's come around to where we started. That's the comparison to chidush Torah. So chidush Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What did the Nefesh HaChaim say here, or the Zayar for that matter? You say a word of Torah, let's go back to where we started. The is ad tadas kamei. That word of Torah stands in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is ad tadas kamei de kuchabrichu, ve kuchabrichu nata lahu mila v'noshakla. V'noshakla. So it means right now, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying Chiddush Torah, this, by the way, instantaneous. So not only are we borei things, which the Sefer HaChinuch taught us, bris krusa l'svasayim, but we have to know that when we're using our koyach hadibur, particularly for Torah, so this is actually you're being the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's 10 o'clock.
Adaber boy, and this is true with klala, and this is true with bracha, and wherever we go, we have to spread bracha, and this is the site of the Kabbal Kaladam Sever Panim Yafis, and always say Shalom, having Maktim, Shalom L'chol Adam. So Shalom is a bracha that we could do. Shalom Aleichem is a bracha that we could do. Think about the word Shalom Aleichem, unbelievable. Shalom Aleichem. Let me tell you one little Torah before I go. Yeah, if you have a minute, if you don't, you can go. But Maktim Shalom L'chol Adam, a person has to always give Shalom. And except on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we say good Shabbos. Because every time you say good Shabbos, you're Yotze Kiddush Hayom. Kaddish is Hayom B'Dvar. So, what happened to the halacha of being Maktim Shalom L'chol Adam? So, came Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Tzadik genius, and he said, let's start a new thing and say Shabbat Shalom. So we're Bekadosh Yayim, and we're also giving the bracha of Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, yeah. Okay, so a lot to think about here. Rabbi said, I am going to be away. I apologize for these things, but it's hard these days. I'm going to be away Sunday. Shabbat Shalom.
Omer v'ayrach.
Thank you, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.